is Wade Vransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The typical American adult lives 18 miles from his or her mother. The typical college student enrolls in a college 13 miles from home. A study of Facebook friends nationwide found that 63% of the people we friend live within 100 miles. Americans move less these days, not more. University of Southern California announced it reached a $215 million deal in principle to resolve a proposed class action accusing a former staff gynecologist of sexually abusing potentially thousands of women. After 2 weeks of shifting stories, Saudi Arabia now says that its agent strangled Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident journalist, after a fistfight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and that 18 men have been arrested in the case. Those arrested include 15 men who were sent to confront Khashoggi, plus one driver and two consular staff, a Saudi official said. Russians working for a close ally of President Vladimir Putin are engaging in an elaborate campaign of information warfare to interfere with the American midterm elections next month. Federal prosecutors are unsealing charges against a woman whom they labeled the project's chief accountant. More than 6,100 Catholic theologians, educators, and lay leaders have signed a petition calling for all American bishops to offer their pope the resignations as the bishops of Chile recently did. This wasn't just a few bad apples, just a couple of unfortunate cases, said Susan Reynolds, the author of the petition and an assistant professor of Catholic Studies at Emory University's Chandler School of Theology. This was systematic evil in the church. A coalition of major companies, including Walmart, Patagonia, and Lyft, is making a big push to increase voter turnout in a nonpartisan effort called Time to Vote. Alaska Governor Bill Walker, a former Republican who left his party to win election as an independent in 2014, said he had concluded that former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, has a better chance of running a competitive race against their Republican opponent, Mike Dunleavy, a well-financed Republican former state senator, so has suspended his campaign and endorsed Begich in a surprise. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Vransky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.